there. You're listening to the first ever episode of the Big Brother Brothers, the ultimate unofficial podcast from TV Guide. I'm your Big Brother obsessed host, Fox Van Allen. Joining me today and every single week throughout Big Brother season 21 is my incredibly talented, incredibly handsome, and incredibly incredible Emmy Award winning co-host, Lance Cartelli. Hello, Lance.
Hey, Fox. Thanks for the great introduction. That was very nice.
You're welcome. I'm really excited today, Lance. You know why?
Oh, tell me.
It's because we have an absolutely amazing show for everybody. We are we're going to be talking about everything we know about Big Brother season 21 so far, where and how everyone can watch Big Brother, and we play a game of how long would you last on Big Brother, a choose your own adventure. And we are going to do it all with one of my absolute favorite Big Brother podcasters in the business from the online fan community, Rob Has a Podcast. We're going to be talking with Taryn Armstrong. But Lance, can you keep a secret?
Not really, but I'll try.
Okay, well, just between us and do your best. As it turns out, we already recorded this episode with Taryn, but we had a little bit of technical difficulty with the audio on our end. We got it all resolved now, as you can hear, but we still wanted to share the interview with Taryn because it's so good. People need to hear him play Big Brother. So Lance, without any further delay, here it is. Here he is, the most prolific Big Brother podcaster on planet Earth. Welcome, Mr. Taryn Armstrong.
Hey, how's it going?
It is going fantastic, and thank you so much for joining us. I personally am a huge fan of yours and the RHAP world in general. I've been listening since, I've been probably listening for a good 4 or 5 years now. I'm a patron, and I can't get enough. So I'm glad that you're here to talk Big Brother with us. I can't think of anyone better to have on our first podcast than you.
Well, thank you so much. That means a lot, and we definitely appreciate the support.
Yeah. Us podcasters, you've got to stick by each other, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So why don't we start, Taryn, and I kind of introduced you a little bit, but why don't you explain for the folks here at TV Guide exactly what it is you do.
Well, I'm a crazy person. And so what I do is every single morning I wake up and I do a podcast where I recap the previous day on the live feeds. And so every single day we do a live feed update. And then we also do recaps after each episode. So that's about 3 times a week. And then we also have weekly roundtable podcasts where we talk about the week as a whole and we rate all of the players week by week. And we have a whole game that has evolved into something very complicated at this point, where we buy and sell house guests based on their how they're doing in the game, where their stock price rises and falls, and that's a lot of fun. We do a lot of stuff.
That sounds like, how many hours is that a week?
Yeah, what's the prep like for that? That's what I wanted to know.
I was trying to calculate it a little while ago, and I forget the number now, but it's a lot. It's basically it is my full time job at this point. Certainly when Big Brother is running, it is very much a full-time job. I had to quit my actual full-time job in order to do this. And, wow. and it's been an amazing experience ever since.
That's commitment, but if you do something you love, then it's really not work, right?
Exactly. I mean, this is what I would want to do anyway. Like when I grew up watching the show, and I fairly quickly got into the feeds. And so like I was already somebody that was waking up every morning and catching up on everything that happened and making sure I was on top of all of the stuff. And so it's really not that different than what I used to do, except now instead of pestering my friends about it, I'm pestering the internet about it.
Well, the internet likes being pestered for sure. For the people who don't know what the live feeds are, we've got, it's a TV show, it's on 3 times a week, right? But you can almost 24 hours, 7 days a week, right? Just kind of log on to CBS All Access and just watch these crazy people do what they do best, which I guess would be crazy, right?
Yes. And that's really one of the unique aspects of the show that makes it really special is that you get to see the minutiae of the actual game going on. In other shows, you're getting an edit. And in the episodes, you're getting an edit. But if you want to, you can dive deeper and you can get all of the details about what's actually happening day to day. And it's fantastic.
Yeah, that is super cool.
Really get to know the house guests. I have one question about that. Is there anybody that you've seen on live feeds that you thought actually came off better in the live feeds than through the edit? Is there like a person that sticks out to you?
Certainly some Canadian players, because there's also a Canadian version of the show. And there have been some recent Canadian players that I felt like did not get the edit they deserved. But I don't know. In the US, it tends to be the other way around, where people are like, oh, we don't like this person, but the edit is really glowing. Yeah, that tends to happen a lot.
Well, better that way, I guess, if I'm a contestant anyway. I prefer that than to look off.
Give us the good edit.
Exactly right. All right, so let's just talk a little bit and run through what we know about season 21 so far. So not much, to be honest with you. We do have a premiere date. It's going to be Tuesday, June 25th at 8 p.m., 7 Central on CBS. The second, it's a two-night premiere, so the second night's going to be on Wednesday, June 26th. And then we're kind of going into our standard Big Brother schedule with a little bit of a twist. It's on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So that's 3 days a week, which honestly, that's a commitment in and of itself beyond going to the live feeds. But on Sundays, it's going to be at 8, 7 Central. On Wednesdays, it's starting at 8, 7 Central. And then in July, it's moving to 9, 8 Central for Love Island, I believe.
My favorite island.
Just out of curiosity, Karen, have you ever seen Love Island?
I have not, but I've heard it talked about a lot lately.
Okay, I this is not a Love Island podcast. We won't go too into it.
Save for the Love Island podcast.
Exactly right. But I will say that I do love Love. I do love Love Island. And I am very, I've watched a bunch of the British show is available on Hulu, and you can go watch it now. I'm very excited to see what we do with it. But, you know, we'll leave that for the Love Island podcast, like you said. All right. So one of the big rumors about season 21 was that, you know, is it going to be an all-star season? I feel like that's been the rumor about every single Big Brother season since season 7, right?
Yeah.
There's like a huge rumor last year that it was going to be all-stars. And
yes,
it wasn't.
It really is every single season there's a rumor, and it's always, you know, there's something in the promo that people think points to All Stars. Like people think that the Big Brother producers are like the creators of Lost, where they're gonna like throw in tiny little hints about All Stars. Like, come on, guys.
They're just trolling us this whole time.
Yeah, a secret Easter egg. I think the internet picked up on there's like a promotional picture that Julie Chen Moonves posted on Twitter. There's supposedly a patch that looks like it says All Stars, and then like you know how the internet loves solving mysteries.
The internet, yeah.
That's right. But apparently it doesn't say All Stars. Or so anyway, Robin Cass, she helps cast every season of Big Brother. She has said that on Twitter, like every single year, Big Brother will be a house of super fans, casual fans, and people new to the game. My money, if I was a betting man, I would say no way is this an all-star season. I think it's going to be just a regular old season, and that's fine with me. I don't mind that.
The regular seasons have been good.
I think it's going to be a fresh meat season as well. I think they got some backlash with returning players, and I just think an all-star season on season 21 would be a little odd.
Yeah, if they were going to do it on season 20, right?
Exactly.
Like that's kind of
maybe
that's a
season
milestone,
25
right?
thing.
Heroes versus villains. Big Brother, heroes versus villains. Season 25. All right, so probably not, but just out of curiosity, if this was an all-star season, Taryn, are there any contestants that you would really love to see back on the show?
Oh, I mean, there's the obvious, Dan, Dr. Will.
Oh, sure.
You know, I'd love to see Vanessa come back. There's a lot of, take or leave Tiffany. but obviously, like, you know, people like Tyler, JC, I think Caitlin from this past season definitely needs to come back.
I love Caitlin.
Yeah. So I feel like there's plenty of options.
Yeah. I want to see Cameron come back.
Yes.
I want to see Jody come back. Those are the two people that I most want to see.
Steve.
Oh, Summer Steve.
Summer Steve.
In 2018.
I mean, I would love to get Chilltown back. I think Davon would be great. I mean, that would be.
I can't get enough of her.
No.
But I don't know. She may have had enough.
I think she's
been scooped up by the challenge.
And, you know, I don't have a problem with that either. She's been great on the challenge.
Yeah.
I also think bringing back Stack would be fun. Maybe
Stack,
like
yeah.
a Judd or a Cowboy would be a lot of fun. Just, you know, throw some curveballs in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would love to see all those people come back. But I'm looking for some new folks.
Yeah, fresh meat.
Exactly right. Because if we don't have new people on season 21, how are we going to be able to have new people on the challenge and new people on X on the beach, right? Exactly.
Maybe Big Brother should take a page out of the challenge book and just bring a bunch of British people in there, spice it up.
I wouldn't mind that. That'd be good. Bring in some folks from the Canadian show, maybe. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. Yeah. So just out of curiosity, would you ever want to be a contestant on Big Brother, Taryn? Is that something you would ever want to do?
I would love to play the game. I don't know how much I'd love to be on live feeds and, you know, yeah, like I'm very involved in the community and I know the darker sides of it and what some of these players deal with. And I don't know if it's something that I'd really want to subject myself to. That said, if I was offered, I probably wouldn't turn it down just because it seems like it would be a lot of fun to play. I've said this before, I'd probably sooner play Survivor just because, you know, shorter amount of time, prize money is double, you know. But I do love the game and it would be fun to play.
Yeah. On Survivor though, you don't get to eat cereal, right? And yeah. and you get parasites. Like those are, I feel like, the two big differences between the show.
But no live feeds.
That is true.
Exactly.
That is true. You just have to deal with whatever edit you're given.
Big Brother, the parasites come after.
That's true. Different kind of parasites for sure. So I want to talk a little bit more about you. I want to learn a little bit more about you. So you've been watching Big Brother like forever, right? What season was your first Big Brother season?
Season 2 was my first season. And I was, I don't know, like 8 years old, 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I watched season 1 of Survivor. And then I was like, I want more of this. And my mom had been watching these shows. And so I kind of just watched with her and I got really into it. I really liked Dr. Will. He had curly hair like me. And right away I was pretty hooked.
That's when I fell in love with the show too. Dr. Will is my favorite character too. I'm a little older, but I was like 13 or 14 for Big Brother 2. And so, yeah, that kind of just opened my world for everything. And then Shannon did the toothbrush thing.
Not even the most awkward moment of Big Brother 2.
No.
I'm actually coming into Big Brother a little bit later than the two of you guys. I'm a Survivor fan, first and foremost, like going way back, season 1. You know, I was there in Borneo watching Richard Hatch do his thing. I didn't get into Big Brother until a good friend of mine, Anne, who's super into Big Brother, she convinced me, like, if you love Survivor, you're gonna love Big Brother. You know Hans. Well, there's a Hans on this current season. You gotta check it out. And sooner or later I did check it out. And now I would say I'm probably even more obsessed about Big Brother.
Full blown love now.
Survivor. Yeah. Yeah. Why wouldn't you love this show? Like there's just like, what do you love about the show?
There's a lot. I love the drama really. You know, I like seeing all these people. I like the strategy as well, but it's pretty much any reality show, right? You come into it and get to know these people and you start rooting for a couple of people. But I really like the drama, the hijinks, and, you know, I like some backstabbing, a little lying, you know, some showmances are fun.
Yeah. How about you, Taryn? What's your favorite part about Big Brother?
I've always been about the strategy. I've always been fascinated by the game. It's such an interesting setup because unlike Survivor, where basically, you know, you get an alliance, you have the numbers, you can basically just control the game from that point on. Although they have introduced, you know, a lot of twists and idols and stuff that have made it a little more complicated. But with Big Brother, any single person can win the head of household and have power to nominate two people in the house for eviction. So you can have all of the numbers you want, but if the one person who's not aligned with you wins power, you can be in desperate trouble. And that's what's so fascinating about the game is trying to manage that, to balance that ability of like having as many allies as possible, but also not being threatening and trying to make sure you're good with everyone, but also, you know, lower on the hit list than other people in your alliance. science, and it's very complicated and it's very interesting to watch play out over the course of, you know, upwards of 100 days.
And you can't really pull off, like, you have blind sides obviously, but it's not like Survivor where pretty much everybody's open game too.
Yes. It almost always comes down to, you know, two people on the block and then, you know, come eviction night, often the blind sides get ruined, but when they hit, they're pretty good.
Oh, what's your favorite blind side, Taryn?
I mean, I think that season 8 was a really good one. Dustin, when he was wearing his crown all around the house. That was a very good one. Austin from season 17 going out shoeless. Yes, that was a great one.
That's one of my favorites. Oh my gosh. I would not mind seeing him back either. Austin.
Great. He's an underrated player, so I definitely think he'd be a fun one to bring back if they did do that.
Yeah.
Bring back the top hat too, you know.
Bring back Judas?
Yeah.
Judas.
Bring back Judas, not Austin. I feel like we were promised a lot of Judas and we didn't get enough Judas.
I feel like we got more than we needed.
So you say all these things you love about the game. Is there anything that you think that you might, that if you say you were like the czar of Big Brother, what would you change? Is there anything you'd add or remove from the game that you think might make it a little bit better?
I think the primary thing that I would do right now, the thing that really just, it confuses me why they do it, is in the finale, they no longer do jury questioning as a separate thing. They do live jury questioning for the final two because they want to do the final three HOH live. So the person who leaves in third place goes out to the jury. Then they ask questions live on the finale. It used to be that they would do the questioning beforehand. It would be taped. It would take hours. They would have a long time to talk to the jury, discuss their game, talk about everything that happened in the game. But now it's like a couple of minutes long, and they're like passing around cue cards. They're not even asking their own questions sometimes. And it just seems very lackluster. I feel like the finale format used to be a lot better. And I feel like it's also led to a lot of these upsets that we've been seeing recently where, you know, a lot of people would say that the lesser player has been winning. I think in a lot of these circumstances, a longer questioning segment would have contributed toward maybe the other outcome happening.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I understand you got to keep things moving because you got to make time and room for all the marriage proposals that you have.
Yes.
in there. Wouldn't want to miss out on those because once you fall in love on Big Brother, it is forever. So, all right. So you're a part of the Rob Has a Podcast world, and for sure I want to everyone who's listening to this podcast should definitely go out and check out RGP if you haven't already. You can catch it on pretty much all the podcast apps, right? It's on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah.
YouTube, you know, wherever you can find podcasts, I'm sure you'll find it.
So obviously we're recommending people do that for sure. And of course we've got a podcast here too. And we appreciate if people listen to our podcast here. And
subscribe to both.
Yeah, for sure. Like you've got 15, 20 hours to kill, right? During the week.
So, there's a lot to talk about with Big Brother. So it's a prime podcasting show.
For sure. I mean, like you said, 24 hours a day, right? There's always something going on, even when there's nothing going on. So how else would you recommend people, aside from like listening to the podcast, how else would you recommend people keep track on what's going on in Big Brother? Like, do you have any recommendations for websites, people to follow on Twitter, anything like that, Taryn?
Yeah, I mean, what I do to stay on top of things, you know, beyond obviously just watching, is I have, you know, people on Twitter that I follow. There are sites. One of my favorite is BB Daily. That person does a fantastic job of you know, doing written recaps of what's happening on the feeds. But yeah, I mean, it depends on the level of interest that you have, because you can have as much to do with the feeds as you want. You can watch them yourself, or you can kind of follow along on Twitter. And if you do that, you know, you follow certain accounts, then you'll be alerted when something crazy is happening and you'll be able to see what's going on. You can, you know, have these detailed recaps. You can, you know, listen to podcasts, like the daily podcast that I do, or the weekly podcast that I do, to get different levels of detail about what's happening. Or you can, you know, stick to the show. And then, you know, when we do our recaps after the show, we only talk about what we've seen in the show until a certain point. And then we say, okay, now we're going to get into the feeds. It's time for spoilers. And then we fill you in on everything that's been happening that you haven't been seeing on the show. So that's, you know, another level of detail that you can, dive into. So it's truly a choose your own adventure here for Big Brother fans.
That's a good tease for what we're about to play too. Yeah. One more thing. So with the, you know, you're a savvy live feed vet, like, is there an opportune time, like the best time to watch? Is there some days you could maybe skip, like if you're just getting into live feeds?
Yes. The prime times are always when the feeds come back after the live eviction, because you've usually just played an HOH, which means that, a new person is in power and it's time to scramble. It's time to make the plan. It's time for people to campaign. A lot of stuff usually happens that Thursday night. And then throughout Friday until the nominations happen, there's usually some more scrambling going on. Then you get after the veto competition happens. And that happens depending on the schedule that they have for the season, usually around, Sunday or Monday, but you'll know once they start the season up, it'll be on basically the same time every week. But once the feeds come back from the veto competition, that's another good time because again, something new has happened. A new power has been won and the plans might need to change. And so that's usually when a lot of stuff is going to go down. And then other than that, it could be any time, but those are the regular times.
Yeah. My favorite time is around 4 a.m. because I like watching people I don't know sleep. So, all right. So Taryn, if you're willing to humor us for a moment, we've got a game that we would love to play with you on one of our sister sites, iDaily.
Great website.
Fantastic website. Recently published a article called How Long Would You Last in Big Brother? A Choose Your Own Adventure. And we are curious, because you are the grand expert on all things Big Brother, how long would Taryn Armstrong last on Big Brother? Are you with us?
I'm with you.
You going to do it?
I'm down.
All right. So
good luck. Expect the unexpected.
that's exactly right. All right. So stay tuned. We're going to do that. We're going to play Choose Your Own Adventure with Taryn Armstrong in one moment, right after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back. It's great magic how that works, right? Yeah. All right. So Taryn, so you're familiar with Choose Your Own Adventure books, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to read you off a scenario. We're going to give you a couple of options. And if you choose the right one, we'll keep going. And if you choose the wrong one, you get eaten by a spider.
Oh, man.
We'll give you like one life or evicted, whatever. Yeah.
How about if I choose the wrong one, I blame it on a twist?
That's right. It's the coup d'etat twist. We'll be playing with the keep your finger in the page you came from method, so that if we need to go back, we can go back, right?
Sounds good.
All right. So I'll start you off, and we'll kind of go back and forth here. But so Taryn, first of all, congratulations on being picked for this season of Big Brother. It's very, very exciting. So it's time for the first head of household competition. Now, definitely don't want to go home first, but is the week one head of household the competition you really want to win? What do you do? Do you go all out to win this head of household or throw the competition when nobody's looking?
Do I know what kind of competition it is?
Let's say that it's something similar to the first competition of last year, where there are a bunch of balance beams and a whole complicated thing going on.
It's definitely winnable.
All right.
Could win it if you wanted to win it, but do you want to win it?
Well, so this is a good question because it's come up a lot. You know, the strategy used to be always try to win, but then, you know, people like Dr. Will, you know, said, hey, no, you don't always need to win competitions. You might want to throw competitions. And then for a long time, people thought maybe don't win the first HOH. But I think that people have come back around on this because winning the first HOH can really help set you up in the game. And that can be very important. So I'm going to go ahead and try to win the first HOH.
Hey, it worked out for Nicole. Let's see if it works out for you. Sort of worked out for Tyler too.
Yeah.
All right. So congratulations, Taryn. You've just won the week one head of household. So there are a lot of tough competitors in the Big Brother house, but you took them all on and won. Congratulations. It seemed really easy to win too. You don't think everyone else just threw the competition, do you? So all the power is yours this week, Taryn. But can you handle the responsibility? Let's find out.
All right. Are you ready for your next one?
Yes.
All right. With great power comes great responsibility. Heard that before. You're facing a lot of pressure from the rest of the house. Who do you nominate for eviction this week? Option one, put the strongest competitors in the house on the block. Or do what the house wants and put up two consensus house guests.
You definitely want to go with the flow in the first week of the game. I think the point of winning for me, the HOH, is to get into the majority group in the house and show them that you're a team player. You're somebody that's easy to work with. You're not going to go rogue. You're not going to make any crazy big moves. So I'm going to go with the consensus of the house.
Okay, so that's a smart move. Let's see how it turned out. Consensus house guests, thinking it's a bit too early in the season to make waves. You nominate two people who the house wants to go home. With the fiercest competitors sitting out of the week one veto competition, it's fairly easy to win. The nominations stay the same and you make it out of week one unscathed. That makes it easy for you to blend into the crowd during weeks two and three, getting you that much closer to the finale night.
See, this guy, Taryn, he knows his big rise. He knows what he's doing. This is good. So far, so good. But we've only just begun.
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
All right. So week two, week three, that all went great. Now, week four, you've just won the week four head of household competition.
Wow, two-time head of household winner.
Oh, man.
Now, several people approach you and suggest that you nominate two of your allies who have gotten into a showmance. What do you do? Do you put the lovebirds on the block because showmances are dangerous? Or do you nominate someone from the other side instead because it's a little too soon to go after your allies?
Definitely, you know, showmances can be very dangerous in the game. Having such a tight bond, knowing that you can trust one other person, is a huge advantage. But it also puts a huge target on your back, which is why they're being targeted so early in the game. But if they're allies of mine, that's actually great for me that they are so dangerous and such a big target, because it's going to be difficult for somebody to want to take me out of the game if there's two people that they know are even closer together sitting right next to me. So I'm not going to put them up on the block.
Okay, you say it's too soon. Well, let's see how this turns out. So as you clearly know, it's really risky playing Big Brother alongside a showmance, but week four is probably not the right time to evict them, and you're probably not the right person to do it. Their time will come. So in week five, the showmance wins HOH and decides to keep you safe while your opposition takes another hit. And then when the opposition wins in HOH in week six, the showmance gets targeted, not you. So far, so good, Taryn. Until week seven rolls around, Lance.
So the next one that you're going to have to answer is, a friend of yours wins head of household. When you're alone together, they say they want to target a member of your shared alliance for eviction this week. What do you do? Option one, keep your mouth shut and go along with the plan. Or option two, tell your alliance about the impending betrayal.
See, this is a tricky one because
it's tougher.
Yes, it definitely puts you in a rough spot. A lot of people have you know, failed in this spot because you're basically, you know, you're kind of two-timing. And if you get caught two-timing, it's not good. That said, you know, when somebody is in power, it's going to be, you can't go against them. You can't, if they're telling me that they're going to betray, you know, one of our allies, then if I go behind that person's back and let them know, then I might be the one that ends up on the block in that week. So what I would hope to do is stay quiet about it, and then after the fact be like, yeah, sorry guys, what could I do?
Yeah, let's see how that worked out for you. So you keep your mouth shut, and if you're going to win Big Brother, everyone in the house needs to be evicted, even your alliance mates. And if someone else wants to get blood on their hands doing it, that's all the better for you, right? Well, actually, not quite. Everything does work out exactly as the head of household plans. The target, believing themselves to be a pawn, is actually blindsided during the live eviction. The evicted player is clearly mad at the head of household, but you voted to evict them too. Their refusal to give you a goodbye hug on the way out the door suggests there's plenty of blame and bad feelings to go around.
Right. All right. But hey, you're still in the game, right? Yeah. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. You didn't get eaten by a spider yet.
Are we in jury yet?
I believe we are. That was week 7, right?
Okay.
Jury usually starts. So we are in the jury phase. So that is that's actually a good thing to keep in mind here.
Yeah. So at this point, if somebody leaves mad at me, I am going to be voicing that all over the place. Oh man, that person hates me so much. They're going to be so angry with me when they come to vote in the end.
Please take me to the finals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Secret goat, Taryn Armstrong. All right. So we're on to week 8 now. So a floater wins head of household on week 8 and wants to target the outgoing week 7 head of household. You think you can get in their head and change their mind, but should you? So do you either, Taryn, leverage your friendship with the HOH and get them to change their target, or do you say nothing and let them evict your friend?
So let's see. This is week 8. I definitely want to keep allies, especially if a move was just made. This person is a big target. It might make me a target if I help save this person, but letting this person go, especially after I just lost an ally, it would not be good. Would not be good. So I'm gonna try to keep them safe this week.
Okay. All right. So you're gonna try changing the target. All right. So, Taryn, there are plenty of smart, strong-willed individuals still left in Big Brother, this game. But fortunately for you, the current head of the household is not one of them. So your plan to get in the HOH's head and switch their target works fantastically well. The HOH does your bidding for the week, and no one in the house, aside from you, is happy with how it goes. So none of the blame has fallen on you yet, but once the outgoing HOH gets evicted next week, they'll surely learn from the jury that it was you who betrayed them. But just to be clear, you did not get eaten by a spider. So the game goes on.
Man, the jury management is really starting to get bad.
Hey, you never know. You never
see,
know.
This is why I need a long questioning phase.
That's right. Well, so I just want to congratulate you, Taryn. You're almost at the end, and that is a huge feat in Big Brother Choose Your Own Adventure. Lance?
All right, I think this is the last.
Yeah, one. I think we're about at finale.
Let's see if you can win. One of your competitors wins the final head of household competition and takes you with them to the final 2. During the jury questioning, it seems like most jurors are upset with you. How do you respond? You either respond with option 1, beg for forgiveness and insist we'll all be friends after the season, or option 2, take ownership of your moves, but don't apologize for them.
Oh man, I don't like either of those. where's the middle option where I take ownership and then also apologize? Man, let's see. You know, ultimately, I think that it's better to own your moves. People know what you did. The more you try to deny it, the angrier that they're going to be. So even though I think that I should also apologize, I think owning up to it is better than nothing. So I'm gonna do that. Yes.
So let's see how it turned out for you. Take ownership. You do your best to respectfully answer all the jury's questions. You still seem a little mad, but you refuse to apologize for playing your game. Not everyone appreciates your approach, though gamers on the jury respect you for it. The final vote tally is in, but when Julie Chen Gumbez reads the final key, it has your name on it. You did it. You won Big Brother by a vote of 5-4.
Hey!
All right.
Look at that.
You're much richer, too.
Yeah. Get ready. We're going to cut you a check for $500,000. Don't cash it for about 20, 30 years.
It's just
I'm so excited. Winner of Big Brother Choose Your Own Adventure 1.
That's right.
I'm a legend.
Very, very impressed.
The first time doing it too.
Yeah, we didn't have to go back for any of these.
The first time I did it, I got evicted the first night.
So. Yeah. most people here are evicted several times. But congratulations, we didn't stump you, man.
Well, thank you.
But
everybody at home can play that game on iDaily.com as well.
Yeah, if you want to, and if you want to give it another try, Taryn, you're welcome to try and see if you can become the next Dan Easling and get an even better result next time, right? That's the beauty of Choose Your Own Adventure. You can read it hundreds and hundreds of times. Please read it hundreds and hundreds of times. Taryn, I think that just about wraps it up for us today. I just want to give you the opportunity here to give us your pitch for listening to you all season long, and what do you got, man?
Yeah, plug your stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. I will be tweeting about the season all season long. I also will tweet out when I go live. All of our podcasts are live. So I'm live every single morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to talk about everything that happened the previous day on the feeds. It's always a lot of fun. It kind of becomes part of people's daily ritual where they just, on their way to work or whatever, they'll listen to the podcast. And I go over, what happened. And it's not just like a dry, like, oh, so this person said this. I do impressions. We have fun with it. It's one of my favorite parts of the day every day. So that's a lot of fun. And then of course, if you enjoy that, then, you can listen to all of the rest of the stuff. But if you don't want to, do the daily podcast, like I said, we also have weekly ones where we talk about the live feeds as a whole during the week, where we rate the players and all of that stuff. Or if you're just into the episodes, we do recaps after every episode live on YouTube. So that's a lot of fun as well. So you can find all of that on robhasawebsite.com or find it on Rob Has a Podcast on YouTube. Or like I said, you can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. And that's T-A-R-A-N. And I tweet out everything that I do. So you'll find it there.
So I couldn't help but hear that you mentioned that you do impressions, and you can't say that and get away with not doing an impression for us. So what do you got, Taryn?
I will say they're not good impressions. I like to think of them more as I get the essence of the person rather than the details of what they actually sound like. So, like for instance, Fessy last season, he was often, on the wrong side of a blind side, and he'd just be like, I'm just like a guy in a house, and I don't know what's happening right now. Who flipped? Who did it? Who flipped?
He did on me.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Yeah, he's one of the few Big Brother contestants who's able to blindside himself.
Yes,
he did a good job of that all season long.
It's not what he sounds like, but I feel like you understand. It's the essence of him that I'm finding.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic. All right. So one last question, and then we'll let you go. Do you have any advice for Lance and I? We are doing this podcast. You are the expert at podcasting. We are Big Brother newbies. Do you have any advice for us?
Don't read the comments.
That's kind of the first rule of doing anything on the internet.
Yeah.
Just don't read the comment section.
It's okay for you to have an opinion. And if people try to tell you that you're biased and you're not allowed to have an opinion or you're not allowed to say what you're saying, like that in particular is what you need to ignore, because what makes a good podcast is going out on a limb and making predictions and being wrong. And that's the fun of it. So that's you got
to
do that.
Your advice is to just get everything wrong.
Yeah, you got to try. I mean, you can be right too, but
All right, sounds good. So I'm going on record saying that Steve Moses is my favorite winner.
Oh,
yeah. There you go. Great guy.
Don't at me.
Moses, actually, when you asked if there was a person that I felt like was maybe underutilized in the edit, I feel like Steve is one of those guys.
I will say that I legitimately do really love Steve. I loved his game, and I will admit that I cried when Steve won.
Oh.
I think it starts when Jackie says, like, I'm voting for the person who dreamed of this all his life. Like, I well up in tears, and it's like, I want to be you, Steve.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up. Thank you again so much, Taryn, for joining us. It's been fantastic. Loved having you here. And hopefully, you know, season 22, season 23, maybe you can join us again and talk a little bit more about Big Brother, right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Well, I think that about does it for us, Lance. You've been listening to the Big Brother Brothers, the unofficial ultimate podcast from TV Guide. We'll see you here every week during the season. Follow us on your favorite podcasting app or just visit tvguide.com. We'll be there too.
Yeah, subscribe to us, and you can follow me on Twitter at CasuallyGinger.
And follow me on Twitter at FoxVanAllen, F-O-X, like the animal. All right, see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
Whether it's a new Netflix original, the latest season of a long-running network drama, or a reevaluation of a legendary comedy series, TV Guide is the place for fans to come and find out about their favorite shows and movies. And with our help, discover some new favorites as well. From our Watch This Now recommendations and newsletter to our WTF Just Happened video series, TV Guide is the premier hub for people who love TV as much as we all do to come and hang out. Visit us at tvguide.com, follow us on social media at TV Guide, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TV Guide, for all this great free content. And let us help you find your next binge.